Good morning, WLBC.
Good morning. This is Governor Eric Holcomb.
Hello. Yes, this is Steve. Hello, Mr. Governor. Very nice to talk to you for the first time, sir.
Well, you as well.
Congratulations to you. A little late, and welcome to the big chair, as it were.
That's exactly what I'm hearing.
I appreciate you doing this morning. I was told you were coming up north for something. Is there an event or something happening today or this weekend?
We are all over the state. We just left Hamilton County and met with all the area chambers of commerce, and then we're en route right now to Jay County for some visits there.
Do you have difficulty keeping it all straight so far?
You know, the days blur one to another.
Yeah, I bet.
But generally, if I pause for a second, I can tell you where I had dinner last night.
I got you. The First Lady hails from Muncie, Indiana. Is that accurate?
Yes. She's a Burris girl.
All right.
Grew up in Muncie, and they have a family business in Summitville. So close by.
Does she prefer Munsonian or Munsonite? I always ask people that. One of the things that we hear that you're talking about, which is very, very high on my personal list too, making Indiana a magnet for jobs. That's good for everybody. Tell us what that means to you.
Well, it's all about keeping the pedal to the metal and our foot on the gas, and making sure we're doing everything we can to not just strengthen, but to also diversify our economy, respecting the jobs of the future. And that of course talks about our workforce, but it starts with making sure we're doing all the blocking and tackling that we need to do, the basics, you know. But you got to do more than master the basics. But we just kind of jump off the map in terms of a place of certainty and predictability, a place where if you want to make a go at it, your dollar will go a lot further here than it will in Orange County, California, or in New York, or even Chicago, close by here. So what we need to do is to make sure that we continue to live within our means and spend less than we take in, make sure that we protect that AAA credit rating so that we're an attractive place, make sure that our tax and regulatory climates are continue to be very attractive, and then move toward encouraging innovation. Indiana has long been known as a place where you make and grow things from the very outset, going back 200 years. But I want folks in the future in 10, 20 years to just know that Indiana is also a place where we innovate and we invent. And our workforce will have to come alongside that goal if we're to be successful.
Governor,
and we're on the right path.
Tell us about the executive order for East Chicago. For those that aren't familiar with what's going on up there and what you did and why you did it.
Well, this has been an ongoing issue in East Chicago, and actually in the West Calumet housing complex area. It's about 322 acre plot of land that was contaminated with lead going back to a business decades ago. And we're to the point right now that we've got to move all the residents out of that area by March 31st. And we still have, it fluctuates, but we still have 99, as I checked yesterday morning, 99 residents that need to be relocated, and we need to find those places for those families. So that's March 31st, and that's really what kind of triggered my the urgency here and the declaration of an emergency, is to make sure that we're doing everything we need to be doing to take care of those families and move forward once and for all. And with the new administration in place, the new federal administration in place, we have some new partners, and of course, the EPA has been the lead agency on this site and the affected area, and I'm just optimistic that we can get a lot done over the course of the next 30 days. And what may come of this is there may be a template, not just for the state of Indiana or additional communities that may face this, but for around the country on how to remediate these Superfund sites So I think we can do, I think we can contribute much beyond our own borders even.
This is Governor Eric Holcomb. He replaced that other governor in the most recent election. He kind of had a lateral move, Mr. Pence. Do you have his cell phone number, and may I have it from you, Mr. Governor?
Yeah, let me give it to you right now.
No. I wouldn't do it on the air.
But
for me, I really would like to have it, because he doesn't answer his old one for me anymore.
No, I think the Secret Service took care of that.
Yeah. How much contact do you have with Mike Pence, though, really?
I would say regular contact.
Really?
On a weekly basis. And
that's great.
He is well aware of the issues that face the state of Indiana, and that's not just a blessing, but that's a real advantage for our citizens here, and for me as governor to be able to have a direct line like that. But he cares about obviously the whole country. He gets the 10th Amendment. He gets that states' rights and the need for states to have flexibility to carry out the reforms that are going to make the country in turn stronger. So I'm very excited about the partnership in Washington, D.C.
Do you wear short-sleeve dress shirts like he did when he was governor?
I do not.
Because that's sort of a trademark thing for Mike.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
I always called those Falling Down the Movie short-sleeved white dress shirts. He laughed, too, whenever I said that to him. Okay, one more item here on my list of things to talk about with Governor Holcomb. One of the things that governors can do is they can pardon people. And just in our news today, Keith Cooper's story came up. Tell us about that background and why you pardoned Keith Cooper.
Well, once again, this is 30 days. I'm 30 days into it on the job. And I reviewed this case each and every day. For the last 4 weeks, and I'm 110% convinced that he was innocent of the crime that he claimed from the very outset that he was innocent. Eyewitnesses have changed their tune. An informant has changed his tune. The deputy prosecutor that prosecuted this case, that convicted Mr. Cooper, also said that he was good with a pardon, as did the trial judge. Was okay with a pardon, and the Indiana Parole Board unanimously recommended also because of DNA evidence that we now have. So a lot of the information at the very outset of this case has changed since then, and that led me to believe that he was, in fact, innocent of the robbery conviction, and completely respecting the legal process. I just believe that it was never, too late to do the right thing. And I'm the governor now and made the decision to pardon him.
Governor Holcomb is our guest, and schools around the state have had certain changes financially over the last year or two or a little more. The Muncie Community School System, I'm sure you're aware, Governor, is in very dire financial situations. Well, what can and should be done from a state level, from a governor, what you can do level to assist, help, or somehow guide that process so that it doesn't get totally out of control?
Sure. Well, there's good news here as well. In the state of Indiana, we spend about 52% of our total budget on K-12 education, and that's the right priority, the number one priority. We got to get that right. And each and every budget cycle, every 2 years, we discuss how money is allocated throughout the state of Indiana, and that's ongoing right now. So what I would recommend, not just listeners, but residents of Delaware County and Muncie specifically, is to make sure that you are attending the third house, the town halls, all throughout session, and making sure that your representatives and your senators are aware of what's going on. I know they are. They all, and I'm speaking on both sides of the aisle here, all care about the community and represent it well. So making sure that you're part of the solution, making sure that you're engaged in the process is of paramount importance, especially at this time.
I talk to sheriffs and police chiefs all the time, and the story around our area of the state, and I'm sure it is statewide and nationwide, a drug epidemic, I think, is almost an understatement. Talk to that, if you would, and this new position as far as drug prevention, treatment, and enforcement, Governor.
Well, I'm very pleased that Jim McClellan is actually traveling with me throughout the day today. And we just acknowledge that it is a national issue. Kind of the Midwest is ground zero, and in terms of the drug epidemic across the board. And we wanted to shine not just a light on this issue, but really get at it and start to methodically, tactically deal with this from the very local level all the way up to the federal level. So he is on the job as the executive director of substance abuse on this front that you just touched on, and I'm pleased that Indiana again is going to blaze a trail. That there could be nothing more important. Every business that I talk to, the last question I ask them is, "What can we do better? What can we do to be more helpful?" They all tell me, "Workforce, workforce, workforce, people, people, people," and this is. Unfortunately crept into too many lives, and it's not just taking a real personal toll, but it's a business crisis as well. And so we're working on all three fronts, on the prevention, on the treatment, and on the enforcement front. You have to do all of those things, and we got our work cut out for us, but we got the right people in place to do it.
Governor Eric Holcomb is our guest. As you are talking to me, you said you're driving from Hamilton County to Jay County for several events today. You are driving across many roads and bridges, some of which are dilapidated, in trouble, full of potholes and so on. What is your office doing about any of that infrastructure kind of stuff?
Well, we said one of our five pillars or our agenda items is to make sure that we not just strengthen our economy, but to do that, we got to strengthen our infrastructure and strengthen our roads and our bridges, both our state roads and bridges, and our local and our rural areas as well. We got to continue to be able to leverage one of our greatest assets, and that's location, 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 and connecting Indiana to the world and bringing the world back to Indiana is one of our goals. You have to. That all rests on your infrastructure platform. And while we're doing a lot of things right, we have the opportunity today, in the next couple months, to pass a truly data-driven, sustainable, long-term infrastructure program paid for over the next 20 years. And that will not just solidify our position, but it'll make sure that we're not just saying we're the crossroads of America, but that we occupy that position for couple of decades to come. And we're right in the middle of figuring out what that funding mix is to pay for that program over the next 20 years. I'm convinced that with the members in the House and the Senate, we'll get there by April 29th, if not before.
Governor, appreciate the time. He is the husband of former Munsonian and First Lady of Indiana. This is Eric Holcomb, and we appreciate the contact and the information, sir.
Some say Munsonian, some say Munsonite, right?
That's right. maybe we should bring that up to the legislature while they're in session. we were voting on state animals the other day, weren't we?
Yeah, let's clarify that.